The United Nations has a problem. How can they control the carbon footprint of the world's citizens? Very soon, government will tell our farmers what they can grow and punish Australian consumers if they buy the wrong things. The dream of micromanaging individual carbon emissions hinges on the soon-to-be-passed so-called Trusted Digital Identity Bill. If Scott Morrison and Barnaby Joyce want to achieve their net zero 2050 dream, freedoms must be slashed, removed. It is only through the relentless digital stalking of citizens that the Liberal Nationals government can micromanage purchasing choices. Businesses are punished with tax, while consumers get their credit score docked. This already happens in China, where a person's shopping list lowers their social credit score until they cannot travel. In Australia, it may be as simple as denying banking services because you dare to drive a four-wheel drive to work. Australian banks have already shown a keen interest in the Trusted Digital Identity Bill, saying it will, quote, allow them to create a rich view of their customers. These are the same banks that already list climate risk as a means to deny loans. When the Liberals tell you that digital identity will make your life easier, remember, there is no such thing as a free lunch.